Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They say timing is everything, and this year that's especially true when it comes to the weather and its impact on holiday travel across parts of the storm-weary West.
California officials are urging holiday travelers to avoid the roads on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. A series of powerful winter storms is expected to douse California with relentless rain, heavy winds, and snow this week. Much of the state will see heavy rains and gusts that could lead to flooding, mudslides, and rock slides. The Sacramento Valley and San Francisco Bay Area are under flood and high wind warnings through Friday. The Sierra Nevada will see heavy snow and strong winds, making travel nearly impossible. Southern California could see its wettest Christmas in years and warned about mudslides and debris flows. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled against the Trump administration, saying the president may not deploy National Guard troops to Chicago, at least for now. The mission would be aimed at protecting federal agents during enforcement of immigration law. Justices Roberts, Barrett, and Kavanaugh joined the court's liberal wing in the ruling. An explosion at a Philadelphia-area nursing home has killed two people. It happened in Bristol Township, Pennsylvania, as a utility crew was at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center checking on reports of a natural gas leak. Fire Marshal Kevin DiPolito.
When we entered the collapse zone, we did rescue two people from the actual collapsed structure in the basement. We did have a heavy odor of gas at that time. We got everyone out that we could find, that we could see, and we exited the building.
Then came the powerful explosion less than a minute later. Audio courtesy of the BBC. Everyone's been accounted for. A heroic state trooper pushed a DMV worker to safety before being shot and killed in a motor vehicle office near Wilmington, Delaware yesterday. The gunman subsequently shot dead by police. More on these stories. Townhall.com.
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Christmas Eve morning. Temperatures in the 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, but temps mild. Upper 40s, even a few lower 50s. We'll see a few more clouds roll in with a couple of showers on Christmas Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 40 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Maryland woman will likely spend Christmas in an ICE detention center separated from her 5-year-old son. Attorney Victoria Slatton says her client, 22-year-old Dolce Consuelo Diaz Morales, is a U.S. citizen and shouldn't be detained at all. Slatton believes Diaz Morales is in a detention center in Texas after being moved from facilities in Baltimore and Louisiana after her arrest on December 14th in Baltimore. A federal judge issued an order temporarily prohibiting her deportation. 13 people are facing charges after prostitution sting operations in Baltimore. The Baltimore Police Department's Red Cloud human trafficking team conducted the operation around Horseshoe Casino, targeting individuals seeking to purchase sex between December 9th to December 11th. The charges range from prostitution-related offenses to possession of narcotics. And the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office is going after porch pirates. Deputies are using decoy packages containing GPS tracking devices. The office says they've made 5 arrests related to porch pirating thefts since December 8th. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 559, the pick 4, 5493. 605 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. There was never any doubt the 2025 Ravens were talent-rich, and that was proven yesterday once again as six Ravens players made the Pro Bowl. Wide receiver Zay Flowers for the second time, Kyle Hamilton for the third time, as well as Tyler Linderbaum, the center. Fullback Patrick Ricard for the sixth time. Inside linebacker Roquan Smith for the fourth time, and punter Jordan Stout for the first. The six selections ties for the league high with the Broncos, Niners, and Seahawks. The only difference is those three teams are going to the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, safety Kyle Hamilton was asked how this team is mentally preparing for the game against Green Bay in a situation where they no longer control their playoff destiny.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, got to win our game first to give ourselves a chance and, you know, see what happens after that. But we're playing football, we got an opportunity to go out there and win a game. So we got to prepare that way. We got to go out there and play that way.
The Ravens are in this situation by blowing an 11-point lead to the Patriots in the fourth quarter this past Sunday night, losing at 28-24. And don't forget that Green Bay game is 8 p.m. on Saturday night after Christmas Day. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps hoping home ice is the tonic. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Welcome to Casey and Company. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and privilege to be with you this morning. Along with me this morning is our lovely producer, Michelle Drosella, who will be taking your calls when you join us this morning at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Notice I said unalienable and not unalienable, and there's a reason for that. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Ladies and gentlemen, who are the governed? That is you and I. If you hear my voice, you are the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, our duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. When is the last time you heard that on the air? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the preamble to our Declaration of Independence. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this, the Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the preamble to our Bill of Rights. It is Christmas Eve, and welcome again to Casey and Company and our Christmas Eve show. From my perspective, these two documents are two of the greatest gifts we, the people, could ask for. A very joyous and Christmas season to you and your family. As we start the show this morning, I think it is our obligation to speak our conscience out loud. That being said, in this hour, I would like to hear from you at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 regarding your perspective of Christmas, the Christian holiday, versus Christmas, the secular holiday. It's time now for the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, it'll be chilly this morning in the 30s, although I think it's already in the 40s. Heading up to the upper 40s, mild temperatures throughout today and through Christmas Day. Right now in St. Michael's, Maryland, the beautiful port of St. Michael's, it's 43. In Ocean City, it's a balmy 46. So if you don't have any plans today and the sun comes out, go get some sun, fun, and toes in your sands on Maryland's beautiful eastern shore. So let's get back to this, shall we? Again, I am Jeff McDonald. I am sitting in for Sean Casey, and with me is Michelle Drosella, who is a wonderful voice that you will hear when you call 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. So what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, this morning is we are framing Christmas from the perspective of a Christian holiday versus the secular holiday. And it's interesting. I purposefully, over the last few days, walked around and drove around various communities in Baltimore County. I live in Baltimore County, and I wanted to see when I was driving, I wanted to see what type
types of ornaments, if you will, were on people's lawns, and to try to determine how many people were celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, there are more blow-up figurines than I've ever seen in my life. And I realize that for children, the excitement of Santa Claus and Rudolph and the rest of the reindeer and all of the wonderful Christmas things that go along with the secular perspective. But in many, many trips around Baltimore County, with all due respect, I think I could count the number of nativity scenes or mangers or a reference to the birth of Christ on two hands. So that's 10, right? So that's another thing I want to hear from you. Do you happen to have a nativity scene in front of your home? And do you know why the evergreen is so relevant to Christmas? If you do, or if you'd like to learn, give me a call because we can talk about it this morning here on WCBM. I can get into all of the typical news of the day, the performative stuff that's going on, like how in the world all of a sudden is Hunter Biden back in the news? That's beyond comprehension. However, we are celebrating Christmas, which is the birth of Christ. So that being said, it's 6:16 on Christmas Eve. Let's go to David in La Plata. David, good morning. Welcome to WCBM.
Yes, sir. I'm going to quote a person that was on Saturday Night Live dressed up as a woman, and his name was Dana Carvey, and he said something that made a lot of sense to me. He said, change two letters around in Santa's name, and what do you get? Satan. And that's the way I feel about it. Santa Claus is a distraction from Jesus Christ. It's our Savior's birthday. It's not worry about what you're going to get from Santa Claus.
You know, I never even thought you've got me speechless here. David, wait. Say that again. That is profound.
Dana Carvey, who was a church lady many years ago, said to a guy dressed as Santa Claus, said, change two letters around in your name, and what do you get? Satan. And what do? You take everything away from Jesus, is the way she said Jesus. She says, Jesus. And that stuck with me for 40 years, I guess, because you can't find it on YouTube or anything because it was so profound that what Dana Carvey said, that it's, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them things that Saturday Night Live is covering up that they did right.
You know, it's interesting you say that, David, because everyone is so enamored. We now have all of these outlets with which to speak, yet if we really peel the layers back, our First Amendment rights are being squelched more and more. And again, you're bringing up a great point, David, in that here's something on a comedy show. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live for probably 40 years, but here on a comedy show, something profound is said, and they're exposed. I mean, that very profound statement with Santa, if you change the letters to Satan, is immediately put away so that no one can think about it. David, do you remember about how long that was?
How long ago?
Yes. I'm sorry, how long ago?
40 years.
40 years.
It's probably been close to 40 years. I mean, it was back when Dana Carvey was being the church lady.
I barely ever watched it. I barely remember who Dana Carvey is. But that is just, I can't thank you enough, David, for calling in and letting us know that, because that, again, is very profound. And you can say that a lot about Christmas now. So I'm wishing you a very joyous and blessed Christmas, my friend. And again, I want to thank you calling. Any parting thoughts before we have to go?
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm spending my Christmas with my mother's best friend. Both my parents are with Jesus now, but and so is her husband. But she's going to be 90 her next birthday. I'm going to be with her and her two boys, and I love them all so much.
Well,
God, my real family.
Well, God bless you. That is the key. The greatest gift is the love of family and spending time with family. It's not all of the stuff. David, thank you so much. God's blessings to you. And again, have a very joyous and blessed Christmas.
Well, very Merry Christmas to you and the whole station. I love listening to y'all.
Thank you very much. We truly appreciate that. Be safe, my friend. All right. It is 20 after the hour, so we are going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claim-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. My name is Jeff McDonald. I'm filling in for Sean Casey, and with me this morning is our lovely producer, Michelle Drasella. We are talking about Christmas as a Christian holiday versus Christmas as a secular holiday. And David in La Plata, who just called and really woke me up this morning, and I think he probably woke a lot of you up as well, that if you change the letters in Santa, you get Satan. Fascinating. It's amazing the knowledge of our listeners out there. And speaking of today, let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, it'll be chilly this morning with temperatures in the 30s, but as I said before, it's above 40 already. It's actually a beautiful morning out there, so stick your head out and get some fresh air. We're headed into the upper 40s. I think we might reach 50. Mild temperatures continue through Christmas Day, and if you're traveling on the Eastern Shore today, it is currently 43 in the wonderful town of St. Michael's and 46 in Ocean City. So let's get back to this. On line 7, here we go. We've got Victor in Silver Spring. Victor, good morning. A very blessed and joyous Christmas to you, and you would like to talk about old radio shows.
Oh, yes. Being blind, I don't watch television anymore because it's too visual, unless I go to the old TV shows from the, like, Leave it to Beaver and shows like that.
The Andy
anyway,
Griffith Show.
I like listening to old-time radio, and I can tell my Alexa device, for example, I'll just say, play WRCW. That's the Gunsmoke channel, and I can hear as many Gunsmoke episodes as I want. Or I could say, play Johnny Dollar and hear that show. And it's just really neat what I can find, and then there's Tune In Yesterday, where they talk about old-time radio, and there's Radio That Was, and they play old-time radio shows. So I really enjoy that.
Well, you know what, Victor? Do you know what the glory and wonderful thing is regarding radio? And as you know, radio is the senior media. The wonderful thing about radio, Victor, and you're bringing up a wonderful point this morning, is that radio is the theater of the mind. And we've
exactly.
all seen... Yes.
You have to use your imagination.
Yes, Victor. We use our imagination. We don't sit blindly in front of the, as my mother used to say, the idiot box, or as Les Consolving used to say, the tube of the vast wasteland. Victor, when we listen to the radio, we are engaging our mind and our heart. Do you agree with that, Victor?
Yes. And it makes you think, you know, while I'm listening to a Gunsmoke episode, for example, I'm trying to imagine what Dodge City looks like
right.
in the 1870s. And I would like to call somebody in Dodge City today and ask them if they have the Long Branch Saloon and do they have a front street and all that.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. I don't know about Dodge City, but I do know that in Tombstone, that city or town, their towns, that town is still as it was. And I know you can go there and they do tours of, you know, the gunfight at the OK Corral and all of that. But that's another wonderful point, Victor, is preserving our old Western or wherever towns so that we today can go back and have an opportunity to see what it was like back then.
Exactly. I mean, Gunsmoke is placed in the 1870s, and it's neat to hear Chester tell Marshall Dillon, gee, and that train went 15 miles an hour. Wow, that's fast.
I'll be at 15 miles an hour. You're exactly right. And like you said, that engages your mind to think about, wow, here we're driving. I'm on the Beltway at 5:15 this morning doing about 65, 68 miles an hour, and cars are flying by me like I'm sitting still. That's another topic, by the way. But the point is, Victor, 15 miles an hour in the late 1800s, as you just alluded, was fast.
And also, you know, they talk about, well, the stagecoach is coming into town any minute now, and some woman would get off and she's looking for her husband,
right?
Who's in Dodge City. And then you have, you know, a couple of bad guys in each episode that want to try to kill Marshall Dillon, and he's got to be on the lookout for him. And then he goes out on the prairie to some shack where some couple was having a problem or something, and they send for the doc, who comes out there and delivers a baby. It was
yep.
really neat.
Yeah, delivers babies in the home.
You have to imagine what it's like out there on the plains.
Right. Imagine
hot weather
that.
Or the cold weather or snowing or raining.
Exactly. Well, Victor, I want to thank you. We're up against the clock almost. I want to thank you very much for taking the time this morning to call us and letting us know about how radio truly engages the mind. I'm wishing you a very joyous and blessed Christmas. And I know you're a regular listener to WCBM, and I know that is truly appreciated. So thank you, Victor.
Thank you for having me.
No, you're very welcome. You take care, my friend. So, let's think about that. Again, the theater of the mind, radio. But let's get back to what we were talking about. What is your perspective on Christmas from the fact that now you see so many blow-up figurines and what have you, where there was a time people might have a couple of wreaths, a lot of nativity scenes, but we're just not seeing, or I can only speak for myself, I think I saw maybe 10 of them after I drove around, walked around, and what have you. And I think it's something that is well worth talking about this morning, as is traditional Christmas hymns versus the contemporary secular music. So on that note, we will be going to news with Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. Juvenile crime data shows an increase in felony charges in Baltimore. According to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, there were 680 juvenile felony charges in 2015. A decade later, there's 882. A 15-year-old boy is facing charges in connection with a violent carjacking in northwest Baltimore. Police say two suspects approached a woman in her 60s along the 3200 block of West Strathmore Avenue on Monday night. And that's when they allegedly assaulted her and demanded her keys before driving off in her vehicle. Police later located the 15-year-old suspect and took him into custody. He's facing multiple counts of robbery and auto theft under the juvenile code. Christmas Eve will be treated like any other state employee holiday. Governor Moore declared today a state holiday. It shuts down all state government agencies and offices. State offices are also closed tomorrow. Maryland MVA is closed today and tomorrow. It means motorists will not have access to the Veep stations either. Self-service Veep kiosks are still available. Many MVA services can be handled online. Experts at Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport are anticipating a busy Wednesday. More than a million passengers are expected to fly in and out of the airport between now and January 4th. Officials believe there will be a 5% increase in air travel during the same period. Passengers are reminded to arrive early and check your flight status before leaving home. And holiday travel is ramping up all over the Old Line State. AAA reports nearly 90% of people drive to their holiday destinations in the area. Folks are urged to hit the roads early this morning or consider waiting until late in the evening to travel. And a Burtonsville woman has admitted to her role in a federal unemployment scheme. 42-year-old Vanessa Valdez pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up, a look at the weather with the Fox Weather Authority.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. Fit awaits. Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's the Fox News Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Christmas Eve morning. Temperatures in the 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, but temps mild. Upper 40s, even a few lower 50s. We'll see a few more clouds roll in with a couple of showers on Christmas Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, it's that time of the season again, and what I mean by that, it's winner-go-home time of the season for the Ravens this weekend, a place that no one thought they'd be in, but that's exactly where they are. Needing help to make the playoffs, center Tyler Linderbaum was asked if that reality was actually on his mind as they prepare for Green Bay.
I'm sure, it creeps in. You know, you're hoping the Browns win. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you don't get the job done on Saturday night. So our job is to get as prepared as possible to play a really good team. In Lambeau, a tough place to play, and leave there with a win.
Injury update from yesterday provided by the Ravens. Lamar was a DNP with that back contusion. We may not see him for the rest of the year. Keaton Mitchell and Andrew Voorhees were limited. Meanwhile, underneath the surface, the withering criticism of John Harbaugh continues unabated in the national media over Derrick Henry being kept on the sideline late in the Patriots game, and in general, just the Ravens' performance this year. Here's ESPN's Dan Orlovsky chiming in.
I think it's the most disappointing team in football this year, the Baltimore Ravens. I'll go to last night. I'm also, and this has become too much of a reoccurring thing for me, is how does Derrick Henry, who's averaging, I think it was like seven and a half a clip, put you up 11 with 12:30 to go and never touch the football again?
Until that point, the King had gashed the Patriots for 128 yards on 18 carries and two touchdowns. Elsewhere, the NFL upholding the two-game suspension of Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf, and it's going to cost him a pretty penny or two. Metcalf suspended for an altercation caught on camera. The suspension will not only cost Metcalf two game checks worth $555,000, but according to CBS Sports, it could also cost him $45 million in future guarantee money. Wow. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps were ambushed by the Rangers. A five-goal third-period onslaught resulting in a 7-3 drubbing, Washington's sixth loss in their last seven games. Louisville earned a giant trophy full of beans for winning the Bush's Baked Beans Boca Raton Bowl yesterday against Toledo. Yeah, they do play that. Huge golf news. Brooks Koepka is leaving the LIV Tour to spend more time with his family, and Bryce Harper will play for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. The time now is 6:36. When we return, revisiting one of the greatest plays in NFL history.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Jeff, first of all, Merry Christmas to you.
A very Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you.
Good to be with you. And
always
you
had, a pleasure to be with you.
You had mentioned to me that, yesterday I played, it was the anniversary. Let's see, it was the 53rd anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. That was the Franco Harris pick up off the ground and run it into the end zone against the Raiders back in 1972. You had mentioned to me that you wanted to talk about that play a little bit.
I did. And I did from the perspective of a couple things. I heard you mentioned that yesterday on the air, and as you alluded, I think that you said you were watching it on television.
Yeah,
right?
I was.
So, of course, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly from the perspective of YouTube, but the beautiful thing is within seconds you can watch it on YouTube, which I did repeatedly, and I can only speak to the camera angles. I think he caught it in the air. I looked at it over and over. They did play a couple different camera angles from it. But the point is that as I was watching that over and over, and I was thinking of how wild and wonderful the NFL was back then, and a couple things that I'd like to say is, first of all, who was the announcer you mentioned?
Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Gowdy. So Kurt Gowdy's calling it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that he had to elevate his voice, and obviously I don't think back then that the announcers were in the palatial announcing booth that they are now, so you can hear the crowd is going wild, and his voice is raising, but it's like until it's clear that Franco Harris is in the touchdown. He's just calling it normally, and then obviously we all know what happened then. But the other thing is that I remember doing as a fan, a Colt fan at Memorial Stadium, is fans ran onto the field.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was just so celebratory, and it's just, again, it's just such a clear distinction of how the NFL was then and how it is now.
You mean in terms of the fans not being able to even come
the
on the
fans
field anymore?
Not, you know, you just
it's everything. Yeah. I mean, but part of that, though, it's interesting you say that, because I remember watching it on TV. I'm not sure he did catch the ball.
Okay, fair.
And the reason why I say that is because years later, here's a story for you, just real quick.
Please.
This was Super Bowl, I don't know what Super Bowl this was, the number, but it was Saints and Colts. It was in Miami.
Okay.
I used to do the press box public address announcing for the Super Bowl, for the NFL.
Really?
So, yes, I did that for 15 years. So my family, so I would have, you know, I would be invited down to the game. My wife, my family would be invited. We would all go down. I remember this was in Miami in South Beach. The Steelers were having a reunion at that game. And Franco Harris, L.C. Greenwood, and Ernie Holmes at the time were together. And they were walking down. And I recognized Franco Harris right away. And I had interviewed him before anyway. And so I went up to him and I said, Franco, let me ask you. You know, you're having a great time, et cetera, et cetera. I said, Franco, let me ask you, did the ball hit the ground or not? Point blank. And this was, you know, not on air. This was just you know,
two guys
right,
talking.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And to the, and he said to me, he goes, and this was what, 35 years later at that time?
Yeah.
Just, Super Bowl was back in 2010. He goes, well, I caught it. You know, and, but I mean, just the look on his face and the way he addressed it.
But again,
so my point is, and I said this yesterday, to this day, he still doesn't really tell you whether or not
it
actually hit the ground.
But again, that is, and we didn't have back then, you didn't have ESPN, Bet, FanDuel, and what's the other one? ESPN, Bet, FanDuel.
DraftKings. I mean, all of them, yeah.
Right? So the human element came into play, right? No one, I mean, you speculate he did, I speculate he didn't.
You never know.
He's not saying that's the glory of sports, just played by humans, and the refs are humans. That's my perspective, anyway.
That's a great thing, and that's why we love it.
Amen, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you. We'll see you in a little while.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the more. I'm sorry, to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. Give us a call this morning. We're talking about Christmas. Do you prefer the secular Christmas? Do you prefer what Christmas is supposed to be, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? So give us a call. Michelle is a very welcoming voice, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Let's go to Johnny in beautiful Hamilton, Baltimore. And Johnny, you want to talk about secularization of the U.S.?
Yes. Here is the problem with it. The foundational mortar of Western civilization is Christianity. And it's those bricks that are held together by that mortar are property rights, freedom of conscience, law, and science. If you do not have that mortar, it's going to collapse. You can look at Europe now. The European Union is more or less, I'd say, the Fourth Reich. It's run by bureaucrats. You increasingly see it in America.
Well, we have so many unelected bureaucrats doing so much behind the scene that they are not, if we reference the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they have no right to do that, Johnny.
Yes. And the other thing is ironic. You know what is the most Christian nation in Europe?
Tell me.
Poland.
Poland. You hit. Exactly. Johnny, I got to go. I want to thank you very much for calling in, wishing you a very blessed and joyous Christmas. Enjoy the day. Let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It will be chilly temperatures this morning. Highs in the upper 40s today, but it's quite balmy out there this morning. There's no wind, so that's a beautiful thing. Mild temperatures throughout Christmas Day. Right now in beautiful St. Michael's, it's 43. And if you're so inclined and want to go to the beach today, it's 46 in Ocean City. So let's get back to this. We're talking about, and Johnny just made a very relevant point about how Generally speaking, our free speech is being squelched in America, which leads me always to go back to our founding documents and our Bill of Rights. And what is the First Amendment, and what does it say about all this? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I think, from my perspective, that our First Amendment is being stomped on all over the place. And I'm going to switch gears just a little bit, because I saw this, that getting back to current events a little bit, because, again, I want to hear from you about your perspective of Christmas as you're out shopping, as you're riding around, seeing all of the lights and all of the blow up figures on people's lawns and what have you. How many actual nativity scenes are you seeing? Like I said, I did a lot of driving around over the last since Thanksgiving, and you barely see any. But I don't understand, from my perspective, for example, there is violence in all of our city. I don't understand why the Supreme Court just ruled against President Trump sending the National Guard to Sanctuary Chicago, because, and you can say, well, that falls within the states versus the federal. However, the main reason he's doing that is because the federal building that is housing the guys who helped me, I just drew a complete mental block on the I got to skip it. Anyway, it's a federal building, and the federal building is being attacked, and because of that is why the president's main purpose of sending the National Guard, yet the Supreme Court said in a 6-3 ruling that President Trump cannot send the National Guard to protect the federal building and those federal people who are in the building. I'm just having a mental block right now on. No. All right, let's shift here. Let's go to Jamie in Catonsville. Jamie, you want to talk about public schools and Christmas?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
So in Howard County, in the schools, the librarians were told they can't have any word or Christmas themed books or any expression of Christmas theme, anything. And that was surprising. But I don't understand what arrogant, woke, antichrist people are running Howard County Public Schools. But we have to find out about that one. So guess what? The kids and some of the teachers, they said, hell with you, Howard County Public School. And they came in, they start singing, caroling, and they brought Christmas books and stuff. Because you're not allowed to have Christmas, anything in the Christmas book. In fact, it's so bad, I was told that the Elf on the Shelf, because it said Saint Nick, that was banned. This is this messed up Howard County. And I want to know what antichrist religions don't care about Christians.
Well, wait. So you're saying that the policy of Howard County?
In the library, in the school libraries. Because, well, at least in the school libraries where my friend teaches.
Wait, Jamie. Let's not gloss over this. Maryland taxpayers pay for education in Maryland. Which school is this?
Exactly.
Which school?
Well,
Well, there's a few of them.
All right, so then you're saying there's more than one. So you're saying, generally speaking, Howard County is prohibiting Christian books, is that what, right? That relate to Christmas, right? Including this. I've never understood that. I don't even know what the elf on the shelf is. I mean, I know it's little character, but what the heck does that have to do with Christmas? Anyway, hang tight. I'm not going to drop you, but it's the ICE facility and the ICE agents who are being attacked. I just had a mental block. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. But it's the ICE agents and the ICE, the federal ICE building that's being attacked. Fine. We'll get back to that. Let's get back to this, Jamie, because this is very, very relevant about what's going on with our holidays. So, Howard County is not permitting Christmas books in the libraries, correct?
Correct. And the reason why my friend teaches there, she went to the library and says, all the kids are asking for a book, some Christmas book or something. The librarian specifically said, we're not allowed to have that themed book. We can have any other religion book, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever else it is, but have the Christian or the Christmas themed books.
All right.
And this is insane because you're right, our tax dollars.
All right, hold on. It is insane. I'm going to put you on hold, Jamie, because you're making a very good point. I've got to go to break. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. Give us a call. This is very important. 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We greatly appreciate you listening. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
The Rob Carson Show.
Trump administration's the new coroners for next year for this 250th anniversary of the country. Here's what they're going to feature, and it's going to cause the left's head to explode. The Pilgrims and the Mayflower on one of them. George Washington and the Revolutionary War. The Treasury Department is considering a $1 coin for the 250th anniversary of America with Donald Trump on both sides. Oh, hell yeah.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. And I want to go right back to Jamie in Catonsville because Jamie is making a wonderful... Actually, hold tight, Jamie. I'm going to do the weather real quick and then I'm going to get back to you. So, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is today chilly temps this morning, although it's not bad. Today, highs in the upper 40s, mild temperatures throughout Christmas Day. So get out and enjoy. In St. Michael's, it's 43, and in beautiful Ocean City, it is 46. Let's get back to Jamie. And Jamie, you were making a wonderful point about the fact that Howard County school libraries are not permitting Christmas books. So let's wrap this up. Please, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then the bottom line is, I brought this up at least 2 weeks ago to Sean and Casey in the morning and Kim Klasick, and I asked for Nino Mangione's, one of those gentlemen in the political scene, to look into it. And maybe they haven't. But the bottom line is, I want to know what the religion is that the person who's in charge of making that decision, or is it a bunch of woke people? I think the game plan was, because we won't let LGBT, there's a new law out where they say, well, we're going to just whitewash everybody. If you can't allow the gay books in the library, we're going to just go through the whole thing. But they specifically allowed other religious books, but not the Christmas theme books. And I'm glad you're taking this call seriously, because I don't think most people do. And if Howard County wants to wake up, people are going to move out of that place because it's a garbage. The schools are not very well. The kids are not trained at all, and they're not schooled.
Well,
it's a mess over there. It's just like Baltimore City.
Jamie, you can go Howard County, Baltimore County, Harford County now to an extent, with something that just happened up there with a book that they wanted to get out that had no business being in a county school. So collectively in Maryland, and you mentioned that the state legislators, they really don't have say over what the respective counties do within their school systems. Because, Jamie, I'll leave you with this thought. I actually, and you can go on YouTube, look up Jeffrey K. McDonald, Baltimore County School Board testimony. I read, Jamie, to the Baltimore County School Board an excerpt from a book called Lawn Boy. And I say this I bring this up on the radio when I have the privilege to sit in. I read the excerpt, and if I would start reading that excerpt now, Jamie in Catonsville, Michelle would have to dump me. The FCC would be all over WCBM for what I'm saying, notwithstanding the fact I was interviewed by Fox 45 at the time. And I said to them, Jamie, I said, if I stood here during this interview and held up that book open to the one page that has drawings all over it of men literally involved in things I'm not going to get into here on Christmas Eve morning, that you would dump me immediately. Yet, Jamie, these books are in our high schools, and lest we forget, now, Jamie, I don't know how old you are, but when I was in high school, it went from elementary to sixth grade, junior high from 7 through 9, high school 10 through 12. Now, as we all know, high school starts in ninth grade, and typically someone in ninth grade is approximately 13 to 14 years old. So, Jamie, your points are very well taken. They're very relevant, and people need to get on board with voting out the existing school boards. No pun intended.
You're exactly right. And in reference to how long I've been a poly graduate, and I went to school with Nick Mangione.
There you go. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much, Jamie, in Catonsville, for calling me this morning.
Happy New Year to everybody.
You have a very blessed and joyous Christmas, my friend. Thanks again.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We're all over the map this morning, but that's the way I love it. Because, as Les Kinsolving used to say, talk radio is the senior medium, because I'm sitting here in a studio, you're wherever you are, and if there is something on your mind, it is on my mind, and that's what makes talk radio so wonderful. We were just talking about the fact that President Trump, before we go to the top of the hour, I just think this is very relevant. President Trump, because there are federal buildings under attack
by Antifa or whoever the heck else is out there wandering around with those pink hats on their head, and most of them are overweight. They couldn't even tell you probably other than President Trump, another president or a Supreme Court justice's name. However, they are in Chicago attacking a federal building, and they're also, as we have seen throughout our great one nation under God, they are attacking ICE agents. President Trump wanted to send in the National Guard to make everything safe, as he has in our nation's capital. And I talked to so many people, my oldest son included, who just went with his wife to our nation's capital, and they had a wonderful and safe time. We are going to get back to this when we get back from the top of the hour news. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. We will be right back. Stand by for news.
For Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mitch Thomason. California can't seem to catch a break from stormy weather. Coming at this time of the year, it's expected to snarl the holiday travel plans of many. Flooding rains, fierce winds, and snow are in the forecast this week, prompting authorities to urge people to stay off the roads. For those who are able to drive to their holiday destinations, they're finding gas prices that have fallen to their lowest level of the year, just in time for Christmas.
With millions of Americans driving over the river and through the woods to celebrate Christmas with family and friends, the price of gasoline in December is at a five-year low. It's currently the cheapest it's been all this year. AAA says the national average for unleaded gasoline has stayed below the $3 mark since December 2nd. And that's something the Trump White House has been touting on social media the past few days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Bristol Township, Pennsylvania, northeast of Philadelphia, an explosion at a nursing home has left two people dead. Willie Tye lives near the Bristol Health and Rehab Center.
And then there was fire everywhere.
And you see people
came Yes, out? I see people come out. I help people come out. Some of them didn't make it out.
It happened as a utility crew was there checking on reports of a natural gas leak. Authorities say that no one is missing now. All have been accounted for. Mexico's president says air traffic controllers lost communication for 10 minutes with a small Mexican Navy plane on a medical mission before it crashed off the Texas coast Monday afternoon. The crash killed at least five people. No definitive word on the cause, but heavy fog did blanket the area at the time of that crash. Team Trump applauding the latest update on the economy. The gross domestic product expanded at a surprisingly strong 4.3% annual rate July through September. Experts had expected growth of just 3% in the third quarter. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Candles were lit on Bondi Beach by families, by children, by people of faith to celebrate a festival of light, a festival from Bible times, one that Jesus himself celebrated, but instead of light, there was darkness, violence, fear, hatred, showing itself at a time meant for prayer and rejoicing. You know, it's times like this that remind us that even with a ceasefire in Israel, Jewish people are being targeted simply because of their faith. And at times like this, it also reminds us why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews exists. To stand in the gap, providing safety and security to God's people. The fellowship brings together Christians and Jews to be a light to suffering Jews in Israel, the former Soviet Union, or wherever the needs are greatest. Today, Jewish people around the world face these threats and are so grateful for their Christian friends who stand with them. To find out how you can take part in this holy work, visit urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Christmas Eve morning. Temperatures in the 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, but temps mild. Upper 40s, even a few lower 50s. We'll see a few more clouds roll in with a couple of showers on Christmas Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 degrees in Perry Hall, 48 in Randallstown. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Burtonsville woman has admitted to her role in a federal unemployment scheme. 42-year-old Vanessa Valdez pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Prosecutors say Valdez and her co-conspirators exploited unemployment benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic. Valdez faces a sentence of up to 22 years in prison. A sentencing date hasn't been set. A Maryland resident is among 64 people sickened by a multi-state outbreak of salmonella from raw oysters. That's according to the CDC, which also reports that 20 people had to be hospitalized as of December 23rd. No deaths have been reported from the outbreak. And the Basilica of the Assumption is preparing for its Christmas masses. A 4 p.m. mass will be held on Christmas Eve. The Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ will be held at midnight on Christmas, also known as Midnight Mass. A 10 a.m. Mass will also be held on Christmas Day. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 559, the pick 4, 5493. 705-705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens hit the practice field yesterday in preparation for the Packers on Saturday night. With the full knowledge, they control their destiny no longer. Lose and they're out, or a Steelers win in Cleveland and they're out. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic yesterday, not addressing the Derrick Henry situation from Sunday night, but offering this on the Ravens offense in general.
We looked like our old selves. We really did. I mean, we were better in the red zone. We were much better on third downs. We kept drives going. We ran the ball well. We threw it well. We just unfortunately shot ourselves in the foot, which has really been an issue for us.
Who's he telling? The fumbles by Henry and Zay Flowers were game changers in the 4-point loss to New England. Lamar didn't practice yesterday for Baltimore. He's listed as day-to-day. Be shocked if he played Saturday night. Meanwhile, Packers quarterback Jordan Love was limited, still in concussion protocol. Baseball news, former Oriole Ryan O'Hearn signs with the Pirates. 2 years, $29 million. O'Hearn was traded to the Padres at last year's trade deadline. Coming up in 30 minutes, Isaiah Likely issues a clarification. And that is Stein on Sports.
Seasons. Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, along with our wonderful producer, Michelle Drosella, guest hosting for Sean Casey. Sean Casey, wishing you all a very joyous and blessed Christmas. What a beautiful hymn. Joy to the world. And we're going to get that into that in a little bit. But right now I've got callers on the on hold, so I want to get to them. Good morning, Raven in Rosedale. Welcome to WCBM. And you want to talk about voting the Dems out. That is a tall order in Maryland, my friend.
Yes, it is. It's very tall. But it's going to start. It has to start with the young people. That we educate our young people to make sure they understand the truth. And another thing that's happening is the frog syndrome. You know, they put the frog in the cold water, and he doesn't notice that the waters get hot until it's too late. And you look at downtown Baltimore, where we used to have a lot of festive occasions at Christmas time, and none of that's happened anymore. And I went to New York a few years ago, and I was surprised. You know, they had everything out there like that. The Santa Claus on the corner, the bell ringers, and people were just saying Merry Christmas. And I got a great big hug from somebody one day, and they said, "This is a New York hug." And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know.
Well,
all this stuff has been taken away from Baltimore.
Raven, so let's you're bringing up very good points. And thank you for calling and holding this morning. Let's look at this from a couple perspectives. The Inner Harbor, which was the jewel of the East Coast for so long, I think was built in, 77? I don't know. The point is that it is basically now, Raven, vacant, right? Think about that very scenic view over the Patapsco River as you look back out. Oh, by the way, to a bridge that's still laying at the mouth of the Patapsco River. All we need to do is rebuild a bridge. It doesn't have to be a model of whatever. But Raven, you're so spot on. And as I alluded before the top of the hour, my son, his wife, and their one-year-old son recently went to Georgetown and D.C. to celebrate, all of the festivities and everything surrounding Christmas. And he was telling me how safe it was, how wonderful it was, and how friendly everyone was. But you go to places in Baltimore, obviously, in all of our major cities, we were referencing Chicago, and you won't go there after dark, and a lot of people won't even go during the day, Raven.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even go in the day anymore.
No, there's no point in it. There's too many other options. But so let me ask you, Raven, you're in Rosedale. As you've been out and about, have you seen many nativities in your neighbor when you're out and about?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who will put up their lights and stuff. I'm legally blind.
Sorry.
So that's okay. But my wife always tells me this stuff that she sees when we're driving around, and people do put their lights up, and I always say Merry Christmas to people. I don't say Happy Holidays.
No.
I said, because we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ. Are you ashamed of saying Merry Christmas?
We celebrate.
Why do you sit down and call yourself a Christian when you can't say Merry Christmas to people?
Amen.
What's wrong with you?
We've been programmed. We just completed the Festival of Lights, and when you see someone of Jewish religion during the Festival of Lights, you offer them a Happy Hanukkah, and it's Christmas. It is Christmas, and we're celebrating. So it's you wish someone, regardless of their religious persuasion, say Merry Christmas or have a joyous Christmas. Raven, you're spot on, and you made
one thing before I disappear. You know, the folks up in New York decided to elect a communist to run for mayor. He doesn't like America. Can you imagine what's going to happen? Because he doesn't like Donald Trump as president, and he even said so. And so all the things that they do for around Christmas will be gone. And, of course, we have a governor who really told you to your face, IDGAF.
Yeah.
So what did that tell you?
Exactly. Well,
get rid of these folks.
Yep. Raven, thank you so much for the great call. A very joyous and blessed Christmas to you. The Fox 45 Weather Authority Forecast. Today it's chilly this morning, although it's not bad. They're saying that it'll be highs in the upper 40s today. Mild temperatures continue through Christmas Day, so get out and enjoy it. In Hunt Valley right now, it's 41. In La Plata, it's 41. And in Lewis, Delaware, it's 42. All right, let's get right back to this. We have got Calvin in Westtown. Where is Westtown?
Westtown is just before you get to West Baltimore. It's somewhere between Catonsville and West Baltimore.
Is it in the city?
It's in Baltimore County, just before you get to the city.
Off of 40? Or Frederick?
Edmondson Avenue.
Edmondson Avenue. Okay. Very good. All right. You want to talk about secular versus Christian holiday, which we were talking about in the first hour. Calvin, the floor is yours.
I wanted to talk a little bit about my experiences that when my mother died in 2013, and there's a hospital in Howard County, and I went to the chapel to pray, and they had books of their various religions, but the one book that they did not have was the Bible.
This is in a hospital?
So I went to the front desk, and I asked them about that, and the person at the front desk said, "We can't do that."
Wait, this is a hospital?
This is a hospital.
And where was it?
Then,
wait, Calvin, hold on. Calvin, hold on. Where was this hospital?
A general county hospital. General hospital in Howard County.
In Howard County. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please continue.
So I think she may have still been in that hospital, I'm not sure, but she had gone for rehab. No, she went to rehab at another area. Another rehab center, and she got to the point where she needed to have hospice, and it was decided that she wasn't going to the hospice building, but the hospice people were going to go there. And they gave some really good care for her, and they gave me the offer that for grieving. They had wonderful, wonderful programs for people that when they lose a loved one to go to art therapy and music and all this wonderful stuff. But then it came to the holidays, and they had a program for people that are grieving because of the holidays. And the facilitator of that program had everybody, they asked everybody, went around in the circle and asked them what you do to cope with the holidays. And I mentioned Jesus and said that Jesus is the Son of God, and he wept. And I find comfort that if Son of God can weep, that it's okay for me to weep.
Amen.
And the facilitator looked at me and said, "We can't talk about him. You're going to be offensive."
I would, Calvin, I want to thank you for calling from Westtown. I just would have got up and walked out and said, well, I guess this is not the grieving group for me. And as we all know, God will call us home when God is ready. And my perspective is that I celebrate whomever, and I lost my son when he was 25 years old. I celebrate the 25 years that Nicholas had on this earth, and that God put Nicholas and I together. And I know that Nicholas is now in the loving arms of our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Calvin, from Westtown. I'm wishing you and your family a very joyous, blessed Christmas. And my friend, keep fighting.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed holiday as well. Blessed Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Take care, my friend. All right, let's continue this. So we're talking about Christmas from a secular perspective versus a Christian perspective. I'm hoping to have time between now and the bottom of the hour. Michelle and I want to play secular versus Christmas, true Christian Christmas hymns, and I want to hear what you think about. But right now, let's go to Bill in Westminster, who wants to talk about the Nativity. Bill, good morning, and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning, Jeff. I love the way you started your first hour out. And
thank you.
A caller talked about just the word Santa.
Yes.
And the twist of words.
Yes.
Satan. Well, Satan, he is the, Scripture says he's the father of lies. He's a deceiver. And look what that whole, you know, the commercialization of Christmas has done. It has put a, it's blinded the eyes of the, you know, the unbelievers.
Yep.
And they don't see Christ at Christmas.
No, because the fallen angel.
That's right. And they think they're doing good, exchanging gifts and loving, which is a part of it, no doubt. And the tree, it represents Christ, the life in our house.
Correct.
But it's just Satan has blinded their minds. And just think in the last 4 years with Joe Biden, how happy Satan must have been to deceive and to twist everything.
Yep. And Bill, it's our job to change it in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this summer when you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights.
Correct.
I want to remember that at church this summer when near the holidays Memorial Day and then 4th of July we
absolutely
patriotic service. I want to read that preamble there that you read.
Good for you. Bill, thank you so much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I didn't get to the Nativity yet.
All right, hold on. I got to put you on hold. I got to go to break. I'm going to hold you through the break, okay?
Yes, I'll get there.
Hang tight. Bill, I dropped you. Call back. I hit the wrong button. My apologies. Apologies, Bill. Call us back at 410-922-6680. We will be right back. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company on this Christmas Eve.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Join press boxers Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. Let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's chilly this morning. However, the highs will be in the upper 40s today. Mild temperatures are anticipated through Christmas Day. So get out there and enjoy. Get everything you need done. But the most important gift you can give anyone is love. So give them a big hug and tell them that you love them on this Christmas in 2025. Bill, thank you very much for calling back. You wanted to talk about the Nativity.
Yes. Joseph and Mary, I mean, the Nativity is such a beautiful picture of just God, the person of God. Joseph and Mary were actually from Galilee, Capernaum area, and they were obeying the authorities by going to Bethlehem to be taxed, and a census was taken.
Correct.
And wouldn't you know, in Scripture it does say that the Christ, Micah 5:2, I think it is, that Christ would be born, this Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And it's just the way things happened. They were out of town, and it was all makeshift, you know, as far as they had to find a place to stay. And God had... He called the shepherds. They were really the first gospel messengers, angels, or there was, I haven't read it.
That's okay, but the point is spot
there were
on.
Angels were alerted to this.
Yes.
Of the Christ.
Yep.
And they wanted to go and find this where the Christ was born. And so the shepherds were alerted by angels. And they went and found the Christ there in Bethlehem. Where it was just, God arranged all of that.
It's
just amazing, you know, the Nativity itself.
It is. It's truly amazing. And I hope you're listening tomorrow morning, because I will be on tomorrow morning and I'm going to get into the story of the birth of Christ. So, Bill, I'm wishing you a very joyous and blessed Christmas. And thank you very much for taking the time this morning to call.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, my friend. Be safe. God bless. You. All right. We're up. We've got some time. So, in this hour, what we wanted to do is I wanted to play a couple hymns, which we did. Michelle, we played God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Coming In, Joy to the World. So, who are we going to hear from first there, Michelle? Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't that just like make you feel so wonderful? All right, cut it. I can't take it anymore. So now, play one of the Christian Christmas hymns that we cut. What child is this? Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum versus what child is this? I ask you, on this, the celebration season of the birth of Jesus Christ, how in the world did we go from what child is this to ho, 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 and a bottle of rum? Do we have time to play one more secular? All right, here we go. Here we go.
Bye.
All right. Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Maggie and I are dancing, baby. We've got it going on in here in the studio this morning.
We know what Christmas is all about.
All right. Do we have time to do one more Christian hymn? If not, that's okay. Here we go. Keep it going while I'm talking, because I got to go to Maggie. Fact about Handel's Messiah. Handel wept because he knew this was not coming from him. It was a divine intervention from God. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Casey on Casey and Company. Stand by for news with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Baltimore Water Taxi is preparing to launch a new on-demand service. It will allow riders to request trips in real time rather than plan around a fixed schedule. A full public launch is targeted for February and will run through the end of 2026. And the Baltimore City Department of Public Works will offer free Christmas tree mulching services beginning on Friday. The service will be offered at Sisson Street Residential Recycling from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Ornaments and tinsel should be removed and residents should bring bags for their mulch. The service will run through February 7th. A Maryland woman will likely spend Christmas in an ICE detention center separated from her 5-year-old son. Attorney Victoria Slatton says her client, 22-year-old Dolce Consuelo Diaz Morales, is a U.S. citizen and shouldn't be detained at all. Slatton believes Diaz Morales is in a detention center in Texas after being moved from facilities in Baltimore and Louisiana after her arrest on December 14th in Baltimore. A federal judge issued an order temporarily prohibiting her deportation. 13 people are facing charges after a prostitution sting operation in Baltimore. The Baltimore Police Department's Red Cloud Human Trafficking Team conducted the operation around Horseshoe Casino, targeting individuals seeking to purchase sex between December 9th to December 11th. The charges range from prostitution-related offenses to possession of narcotics. And the Baltimore City Sheriff's Office is going after porch pirates. Deputies are using decoy packages containing GPS tracking devices. The office says they've made 5 arrests related to porch pirating thefts since December 8th. And a Burtonsville woman has admitted to her role in a federal unemployment scheme. 42-year-old Vanessa Valdez pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Christmas Eve morning. Temperatures in the 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, but temps mild. Upper 40s, even a few lower 50s. We'll see a few more clouds roll in with a couple of showers on Christmas Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. Isaiah Likely finding himself in a bit of hot water this week over comments that were misconstrued, apparently, after Sunday's game against New England. This from an interaction with a fan outside the stadium caught on video. Likely's comments, which were faint and hard to hear, criticizing his own team for how bad it was. Yesterday, Likely was offered a chance to explain what he said slash meant.
I don't really want to swear in here, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, when you have an awesome team and your record shows, you know, that you're 7-8, but you have the talent, the capability, and, you know, all the players love each other, you're going to be upset. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I wasn't saying we are, I was saying the situation. I mean, at the end of the day, like, who would want to not control their own destiny, go to the playoffs? I mean, being 7-8.
The word that Likely used was ass, apparently, to describe the team, but he said he wasn't describing the team. He was describing the situation. Likely, once thought to be the heir apparent to Mark Andrews, will likely, no pun intended, not be offered back next year. Numbers are way down. Only 22 catches in 12 games this year, not targeted at all in either of the last two games. Meanwhile, more from the national media on John Harbaugh's somewhat puzzling explanation of why Derrick Henry wasn't in there in crunch time against the Patriots, offering that the King and running back coach Willie Taggart had discussed it and decided that Keaton Mitchell would start the drive instead. Here's Fox sportscaster Chris Broussard's take on the show called First Things First on Harbaugh's explanation.
It wasn't his turn. What? Silly me. I thought John Harbaugh was the head coach.
Well,
I thought as the head coach you had the power to do whatever you wanted with the team.
Not a good look for Harbaugh, definitely on the national stage. Meanwhile, the Caps returning to the ice last night, looking to break out of this six-game funk that they find themselves in, and looking good through two periods, leading the Rangers 3-2. But then, unfortunately, the game is not just 40 minutes long, it's 60, and this happened in the third period.
Panarin walks south, shimmy shake, Panarin turns, fires, scores! Artemi Panarin fires one through traffic! Have a 4-3 lead.
Bob Wischusen had the call on the MSG Network. 5 third period goals for the New York Rangers did in the Caps last night. 7 through the final. Caps lose on home ice. The time now is 7:36. When we return, 10 best players never to win a Super Bowl.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So I bring this topic up, Jeff, 10 best players to never win a Super Bowl, because a lot of people are saying that Lamar is never going to win a Super Bowl. He's going to be one of those guys that has a great, you know, a regular season career, can't do it in the playoffs, may never win the Super Bowl, etc. So I don't know how big of a football fan you are, but here are 10 guys that never won a Super Bowl, and the one thing that they share in common, other than that, is that they're all Hall of Famers.
Okay.
So the number one guy, which I'm sure you'd probably agree with, is Dan Marino.
Absolutely.
Dan Marino was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback in NFL history. Probably Amen. Not the greatest. But, yeah, he never won a Super Bowl, only played in one. Barry Sanders, the running back for the Lions, never even made it to the Super Bowl. Randy Moss only had one chance. That was with the Patriots that year that they went undefeated, and then they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Bruce Smith, the defensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills back in the day. They went 4 straight Super Bowls, but never won one, so he never won a Super Bowl. Tony Gonzalez of the Chiefs, the tight end, never played in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Anthony Munoz, the tackle for the Bengals, maybe the greatest of all time, played in a Super Bowl, didn't win. Then there's a couple that really weren't in the Super Bowl era that much. Deacon Jones from the Rams the 60s and the 70s.
Yes.
Dick Butkus, of course, with the Bears, right?
Yes.
And then later, Fran Tarkenton, 3-time Super Bowl loser, and Jim Kelly from the Buffalo Bills, the 4-time Super Bowl loser. So they all had great careers. They're all Hall of Fame players. They never won a Super Bowl, and a lot of people are thinking that Lamar may be in that category as well.
See, this is what, again, with everything being done in short clips in the 24-hour sports and news cycle, that like you just mentioned Derrick Henry, for example. I coached travel sports until my kids went to high school. When you're in playoffs or what have you, or it's down to crunch time, there is no rotation. It's not whose turn or whatever. It's you're putting your best players on the field to win the game. And as far as Lamar Jackson's concerned, how old is Lamar?
He's 28, I think.
28 years old.
He's got
young,
time.
Plenty of time. And this is something that drives me crazy about sports. At the beginning of the season, so many experts, if you will, and I'm doing air quotes, predicted once again that the Ravens would be the team to beat, and the odds were that they would be in the Super Bowl. Now look where we are. Our destiny is based on another game, and we have to win out. As far as Lamar Jackson is concerned, he's a very, very talented young man. He has, I mean, look at the quarterback for the Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's having a heck of a year.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of time. Let these guys play the bloody game. And it's like Jim McKay used to say, the thrill of victory and the what was it? The thrill of victory
and the agony of defeat.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, it's a great
Let
line.
It unfold mm-hmm. as it will. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the joy of sports is the anticipation of what might happen.
Well, the way I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think that, you know, if you look at Aaron Rodgers, he's what, 41 years
yes.
old now. There's no way that Lamar Jackson is going to play till he's 41.
No, but I just think that Lamar Jackson has plenty of time.
He does. He has plenty of
yeah.
time. But he, you know, and it's interesting you bring him up because I'll have some comments about
Good.
Lamar Jackson at 8:05, which I think you'll find interesting
yes.
and probably will disagree with.
That's okay.
But, absolutely. But I think we need to play it. So, we'll see what happens. But, so it's interesting about Lamar.
Yeah. And again, the key to me is one who loves sports, but I don't love all the drama now because we referenced Franco Harris and the Immaculate Reception, that it was what it was. Right? And that is the joy of sports, is it takes us, it's supposed to take us away from all of the reality and everything we have going on in our lives so that we can watch and just enjoy what these great athletes are doing on the field.
That is what we should do.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Thank you, Gary. Always a pleasure,
mm-hmm.
my friend. All right, welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. Give us a call this morning at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. So, for about 20 years, Angela suffered with panic attacks, severe social anxiety, and depression. In her mid-20s, she was diagnosed with ADHD from a therapist and started to see a specialist who put her on Adderall and other medications. Sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? She was on the meds for about 5 years when they began not working. She had three manic episodes, and then, after all this, was diagnosed as bipolar and put on, you guessed it, another prescription drug, lithium. Oh boy, that sounds wonderful. She gained approximately 30 pounds. 8 months later, she had had enough. She said enough was enough. She stopped the medications and appointments, and she began a whole foods diet. And for those of you who listen to me when I'm on the air, you know I am such a believer in nutrition and fitness. She started learning natural remedies, lost 50 pounds, and started using DDP yoga. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Angela Dolina after we do the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, which is chilly temps.
We need a fake news contestant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Also, we're going to do fake news. So if you want to choose your fake news, please give us a call right now at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. The first caller gets a chance to win WCBM merchandise. So call now and good luck. All right. The weather is chilly temps this morning. Highs in the upper 40s today. There will be mild temps continuing through Christmas Day. It is currently 41 in Hunt Valley and 42 in Lewis, Delaware. Thank you very much, Michelle, for reminding me. Angela, welcome. Welcome to WCBM. I truly appreciate you taking the time this morning to talk a little bit about your story and your book, Out of Darkness, A Spiritual Awakening Journey.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So tell us a little bit on how, besides losing weight with DDP yoga, what else did you accomplish with the program recently?
So in 2024, I was invited to an exclusive yoga retreat in Georgia, Smyrna, Georgia. And basically, they looked at people in the community who was helping others who had like a really big transformation and invited everybody out there. And I got to work out on stage three times, which was a really big deal for me. And I got to see people that I only saw online previously. So it was really exciting.
Interesting. I have to put you on hold for 1 second. Michelle, do we have a contestant for fake news?
We do.
All right, are we ready to go?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Choose Your Fake News.
Wait a minute, here comes Maggie Hunter.
Maggie's got to come in here. And of course, I had the Choose Your Fake News stuff, and what the heck did I do with it? Hold on. Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right, here we go. I am going to give you three stories, and Maggie, Kevin.
God help me.
Kevin Arbutus, are you ready? And obviously, Michelle will be playing as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you're ready. Here we go. I've got three stories here, and you choose which one is fake. Tucker Carlson interrupts AmFest speech for prayer to Mecca. Attendees at Turning Point's AmFest 2025 event experienced an awkward moment last night as Tucker Carlson interrupted his own speech for an evening prayer to Mecca. Onlookers were startled as Tucker halted a lengthy speech on cancel culture and looked at his phone. Oopie, looks like it's that time, said Tucker to the confused audience as he rolled out an ornate prayer rug and began to kneel. It's time to pray. Second story. Democrats across the country are praising and supporting Somali migrants, despite growing evidence of massive antisocial fraud by the foreign arrivals as millions of dollars in more fraud and theft of state and federal welfare funding are uncovered in Ohio, Minnesota, and other places committed at the hands of Somali migrants. Democrats are falling all over themselves to show their unmitigated support for the fraudsters. Story number three. True David beats SpongeBob to become the number one animated movie in its debut. Avatar: Fire and Ash is number one movie in North America, earning $88 million in receipts this weekend in the box offices announced Sunday. Coming number two is David with $22 million, followed by The Housemaid at number three and SpongeBob at number four. So, is it True David beats SpongeBob? Is it the Democrats across the country are praising and supporting Somali migrants? Or is it story number one, Tucker Carlson interrupts AmFest speech for prayer to Mecca? David, which would you like to go, one, two, or three? I mean, and which order do you want to be? Do you want to go first, second, or third?
Oh, are you talking
Kevin? Kevin, I'm sorry, Kevin.
No problem, Jeff.
I'm going to go after Chuck.
No, all right, well, so you're way off. We don't have Chuck today.
We're Chuckless.
We're Chuckless. All right, you're going to go last. Maggie, why don't you go first?
Oh, dear. Well, I have to go with number one as being the fake. There's no way.
Okay, so number one is Maggie. Michelle.
It's number one. It's got to be number one.
Michelle says number one. Kevin, drum roll.
Sure, we would have heard about it. So I'm going to go with number one.
All right, it's Christmas Eve, so I wanted to make it easy because I definitely wanted to be able to give away wonderful WCBM merchandise. Kevin, you are a big wiener this morning on Choose Your Fake News. Hang tight. I won't drop you, and if I do drop you, just call back. But you are the big wiener on Christmas Eve fake news. Thank you all very much
Merry
for playing.
Christmas.
That was phenomenal. All right, getting back to Angela. Angela, thank you very much for hanging through Choose Your Fake News. I'm sure you got the correct story as well. So, real quick, if you will, what was the biggest wait, hold on a minute. So, we're talking to Angela Dolina, who is the author of a wonderful book called Out of the Darkness, A Spiritual Awakening Journey. And as I was saying, she was, I mean, through therapists and doctors, she was like loaded with prescription medicine, but decided to stop. So, Angela, what was the biggest accomplishment and the biggest fear you faced going on through your healing journey?
Last November, I faced my biggest fear getting on stage in a room full of people, and I entered a bodybuilding.
All right, hold that thought, because I have to go to break. You entered a bodybuilding contest. Hang tight. I'm going to put you on hold. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. We'll be right back after these messages.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It will be chilly this morning, highs in the upper 40s, mild through Christmas Day, so get out and enjoy. It's going to be dry. Hopefully we'll see the sun. All right, getting back to Angela. Angela, so as when we went to break, and thank you very much for waiting, you were telling us that one of the biggest fears you faced was actually getting on stage for a bodybuilding show contest.
Yes.
So, go ahead. I
for years didn't like any attention on me, let alone a whole room of people. And not only that, I was in essentially a two-piece bathing suit on stage, doing a performance, doing an in-visual routine, which was about a minute.
Which is probably, from that perspective, as someone who trains, I mean, a minute is a long time.
Yes, yeah. This was a smaller organization, so it's much different than the bigger organizations, which has the same music for every competitor. And this was specialized, and my coach created a routine for a song, which was called Fancy.
Interesting. So each person had to come up for their own routine for the same song, correct?
No. For bigger organizations, I was saying that you go on stage for like 25 seconds with the same house music, where this competition was a smaller organization, and my coach created individualized routines for each person.
So interesting.
It was almost like a dance. It was cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And how did you do?
I'd be great. Well, I have three people, but I got second place.
Okay. And did that give you the inspiration and propel you to continue that, the bodybuilding?
I'm still working out, but I slowed down because it was a lot on my body. So I'm still working out with weights. Just slowed down from like the 6-7 days a week working out with the weights.
I mean, training is a commitment. It becomes as important to your daily routine is brushing your teeth. So that's awesome. Congratulations. So tell me a little bit about this wonderful book, Out of the Darkness, A Spiritual Awakening Journey.
So I've been writing it essentially since I got out of the hospital in 2020. But I just kind of went and wrote my experiences as they came, because after I detoxed heavily in 2023 from parasites, heavy metals, candida, all of that, my brain was a lot clearer, and I started a big connection journey with God, a personal relationship with God, and started trusting my internal guiding system and where I was led to go on this journey. And so I speak a lot about believing in yourself and, you know, what you're listening to. You know, it goes into your subconscious, whether it's, you know, the radio, the television, just like what songs are you listening to? Are they, you know, lifting you up, or are they bringing you down, stuff like that? And I talk a little bit about my remedies that I use every day toward the end of the book. And you know, I just want everybody to believe in themselves as much as I believed in myself.
So this is incredible. So you were detoxing from a plethora, if I'm listening to you correctly, part of this detoxing, was that detoxing from the plethora of pharmaceutical drugs you were on?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize how much heavy metals and parasites get into our system over time, from our foods and the, you know, pharmaceuticals also, and how much that affects our brains and how our bodies work. Like my nervous system started working a lot better when I was detoxing, and I started to actually feel calm and not in that fight or flight mode.
So in other words, you became, as you detoxed, comfortable in your own skin.
Exactly. Yes.
And I trust that there's no longer any reoccurring incidences with the, you referenced bipolar?
No, that was just from the high dose of medications I was on.
Unbelievable.
The medicine stopped working as well after a few years of being on the same dose. So I kept getting prescribed more and more because I was crashing at like 3 p.m., and then I wasn't sleeping, and then I was all out of whack.
So what would you like to tell those listening? And as we know, I mean, you can't even watch any type of program. Gary and I were talking about sports earlier, and one reason I barely even watch the screen anymore is because it seems like every bloody advertising is for some other. You know, the amazing thing is it's always for prescription drugs, but the people are dancing around like they're having the time of their life. So we're up against the clock. Mm-hmm. Angela, what would you like people to know who might be suffering where you were before you broke that horrific satanic chain?
I would like people to know that there is hope and you are not crazy for feeling this way in your body, and that you want to feel normal and safe in your own skin. And it is possible to heal. It takes time, but it can happen, and, you know, I believe in you. You can do it.
I think that you're spot on. The faith in God, the faith in yourself, and I'm sure you have a wonderful family who's helping you and is surrounding you and getting you through this journey.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
May you have a joyous and blessed Christmas. I want to thank you so much, Angela, for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy. Thank you very much. It's a great story. Ladies and gentlemen, out of the darkness, a spiritual awakening journey by Angela Dolina. Angela Dolina, Out of the Darkness, A Spiritual Awakening Journey. This book is only available at this time from Amazon. But when you think about her story, what she went through, the anxiety, the depression, the plethora of pharmaceutical drugs, this is a great story for anyone who is suffering. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. We'll be right back after the
right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Hopes rise and fall for an end to the years of bloodshed in Ukraine. And as of this morning, those hopes are on the upswing yet again.
The U.S. and Ukraine have reached a consensus on several critical issues to end the nearly four-year conflict with Russia. However, sensitive issues around territorial control in Ukraine's eastern industrial region and the management of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant remain unresolved. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke as the US presented a 20-point plan to Russian negotiators. A response from Moscow is expected on Wednesday. Zelensky briefed journalists on the plane on Tuesday. The draft proposal intertwines political and commercial interests to safeguard security while boosting economic potential. I'm Charles Tillotson.
The odor of natural gas filled the air prior to a deadly explosion at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center, Bristol Township, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. Fire Marshal Kevin DiPolito was among the first responders.
We got everyone out that we could find, that we could see, and we exited the building. Within approximately 15 to 30 seconds of us exiting the building, knowing there was a heavy odor of natural gas around us, there was another explosion and fire.
That left two people dead. The audio courtesy the BBC. An awful lot of Medicaid money is going to dead people. New Health and Human Services report cites more than $200 million in payments to health care providers for patients who have already passed away. And that just covers 2021 and 22. A Supreme Court setback for the Trump administration. The High Court says the president may not deploy National Guard troops to Chicago, at least for now. Their mission would be aimed at protecting federal agents during the enforcement of federal immigration law. Justices Roberts, Barrett, and Kavanaugh joined the court's liberal wing in the ruling. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right time types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Christmas Eve morning. Temperatures in the 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, but temps mild. Upper 40s, even a few lower 50s. We'll see a few more clouds roll in with a couple of showers on Christmas Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 degrees in Edgemere and 39 to Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 15-year-old boy is facing charges in connection with a violent carjacking in Northwest Baltimore. Police say two suspects approached a woman in her 60s along the 3200 block of West Strathmore Avenue on Monday night, and that's when they allegedly assaulted her and demanded her keys before driving off in her vehicle. Police later located the 15-year-old suspect and took him into custody. He's facing multiple counts of robbery and auto theft under the juvenile code. And Christmas Eve will be treated like any other state employee holiday. Governor Moore declared today a state holiday. It shuts down all state government agencies and offices. State offices are also closed tomorrow. And holiday travel is ramping up across the Old Line State. AAA reports nearly 90% of people will drive to their holiday destinations in the area. And juvenile crime data shows an increase in felony charges in Baltimore. According to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, there were 680 juvenile felony charges in 2015. A decade later, there's 882. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 559, the pick 4, 5493. It's 8:04 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The glare of the national media piling up on Lamar Jackson, as John Harbaugh isn't the only one facing it. Lamar taking this shot from Fox First Things First co-host Nick Wright. Well.
Come on, Nick.
Not happening. Nick Wright saying basically that Lamar was, although not really experiencing this during the games, but showing a maturity by the way he's using social media and also just not being able to finish seasons, getting sick and, missing practice basically throughout the season. One of the more unheralded parts of the Pete Alonso to Baltimore deal is who represents the polar bear. And that, of course, is mega agent Scott Boras. And that's important because a good working relationship with Boras could impact the entire Oriole infield, as Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, and Jordan Westberg are all Boras's clients. And finally, Jake Paul delivering another ratings home run for Netflix as his knockout loss to former heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua on Friday night drew 33 million viewers globally. According to the network, the event was number one ranked program in 45 countries, including the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Germany, and Australia. 33 million viewers was far less, though, than the 57 million that were drawn in last year when Paul fought Mike Tyson. And oh, by the way, both Paul and Joshua pulled in a cool $92 million apiece for the fight. I would have done it for $92 million, Jeff. How about you?
I would have done it for
$10 million.
How about $1 million?
How about $1 million? Run around a ring and just work on not getting hit. I'm all in. Let's do it,
Jeff. How about $500,000? Would you do it for $500,000?
No. Actually, hold on. We have to pause there because if you think about taxes, I think because you do take your life into your hands, I think that my minimum would be $5 million.
Because what? Taxes 50%, so basically exactly. You take home $2.5 million. So these guys at $92 million took home $46 million, basically.
Not bad.
All right, that's not bad
not
work.
Bad.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we relive the ghost to the post. And that is Stein on Sports.
Thank you.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, along with our producer, Michelle Drosella, guest hosting for Sean Casey, wishing you all a very joyous and blessed Christmas season. My guest is Beth Fisher, co-founder and executive director of Keep Punching. I learned about Keep Punching through a dear friend whose adult daughter is a brain cancer patient. What differentiates Keep Punching from other brain cancer nonprofits is Keep Punching focuses primarily on brain cancer only. Good morning, Beth. Let's start with what it means that Keep Punching only focuses on primary brain tumors.
Well, good morning, Jeff, and thank you for having
me
today.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad that you're actually able to come into the studio.
This is
fantastic.
It's very exciting
for me. Beth is sitting across from me, and she's got a Keep Punching Knockout Brain Cancer really sporty jacket on. So
well,
this is great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So go ahead.
Keep Punching was developed when my husband, Darren, had a primary malignant brain tumor, a glioblastoma, which you see in the news quite often. And through a turn of events, we decided to have a nonprofit organization that strictly focuses on patients with the primary malignant brain tumors, the glioblastomas, astrocytomas, and such. And we focus our research with local organizations and help with patients with those primary malignant brain tumors. We're different from other organizations because we're still small. We're a family-oriented, community-based, and we really know everyone we're helping, and or at least try to know everyone we're helping, and just keep it, you know, down home and local.
So with Keep Punching, right now, approximately, if you happen to know this, about how many people are you, how many patients are you currently involved with?
Currently, we're involved with anywhere between 50 and 80 patients at any given time.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about, when I have to do the weather, so as soon as I do the weather, when we come back, I want to talk about, I've got to do American 250, so I'm going to do the weather and that, and then we'll come back. Think about some of the strong partners. So, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be chilly this morning. Today, highs in the upper 40s, mild temperatures through Christmas Day. So, therefore, get out, enjoy. Right now, it's 42 in Lewis, Delaware, and 41 in Hunt Valley. So, we have a couple minutes between now and America's 250, correct? So, if you will, start talking a little bit about when we talked, you referenced some of the strong partners that Keep Punching is involved with.
Sure thing. So currently we have research studies going on at Johns Hopkins, University of Maryland, and also Columbia University, New York Presbyterian in New York. But patients that we help are throughout the country. We're involved with the Oncology Association of Social Workers, and they provide our materials and our support throughout the country.
Okay. When I get back from doing America 250, one thing that really touched me when we spoke and we originally met was the difference between Keep Punching and you're working with malignant patients versus the major conglomerate organizations that, if my memory serves me correctly, work with non-malignant, correct?
They work with both, the whole entire gamut, where we're strictly focused.
All right. When we get back from doing America 250, I'd like to focus on that because I think that's very relevant to everything that's happening with Keep Punching. So, Michelle? From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it's time to celebrate America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Let's look at what happened in history on this day. In 1814, the Treaty of Ghent signed. The United States and Great Britain signed the Treaty of Ghent, officially ending the War of 1812. News took weeks to reach America, which is why the Battle of New Orleans was fought later. In 1865, the Ku Klux Klan was founded. The Ku Klux Klan was founded in Pulaski, Tennessee, by former Confederate officers during Reconstruction. In 1913, the Federal Reserve Banks opened. People can talk about that. The Federal Reserve System officially began operations shaping modern U.S. banking and monetary policy. In 1943, Eisenhower appointed Supreme Allied Commander. President Franklin D. Roosevelt named named Dwight D. Eisenhower as Supreme Allied Commander in Europe during World War II. In 1951, NORAD predecessor established the Continental Air Defense Command was activated, laying groundwork for NORAD, central to U.S. Cold War defense. That's a look at today's date in history for America 250, celebrating America's 250th birthday, next Independence Day. So, getting back to Keep Punching. We were talking about the difference that Keep Punching focuses on versus the large, huge nonprofits that we all know. So if you will, elaborate on that, please.
Sure. So I kind of want to start with a statistic that I recently heard, is that every 35 minutes, someone in the United States is diagnosed with a glioblastoma. And that is the most deadliest, very aggressive type of brain cancer.
Every 35 minutes.
Every 35 minutes. And that came from a statistic from the Glioblastoma Foundation. But we, as a Keep Punching nonprofit based in Baltimore, Maryland, we are strictly focused on those very aggressive, deadliest cancers of the glioblastoma or other primary brain tumors that are malignant that generally or could possibly morph into a glioblastoma. And we want to give those patients the most hope, the greatest quality of life we can. We fund individuals with devices, services, therapies that insurance doesn't cover, along with all the research that we fund going into the hospitals to try to find, better resources, cure, and not only a cure, just hope and quality of life.
Yeah, it's interesting you referenced that, again, it's a very aggressive tumor, and you're helping people, regular people, for example, with home health aids, power recliners, PTOT, speech copays, wheelchair ramps, and more. So let's talk about that a little bit when we get back from the break. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company on WCBM this morning. With me right now is Beth Fisher from the local Keep Punching Cancer
Foundation.
Foundation. Thank you. I had a mental block. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Concerned about market risk? I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. The S&P 500 valuations are higher than at any time ever recorded in stock market history. This includes 1929 and 1999. Annuities and Your Personal Bank offer unlimited upside with no downside risk. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. And this morning, joining me in studio is Beth Fisher from Keep Punching. And the motto for Keep Punching is "Let's knock brain cancer out for the count." So, Beth, we were talking about Keep Punching funds research, and that that some of the things that Keep Punching does is help with power recliners, speech co-pays, and more. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Oh, sure thing. We provide patients that qualify with individual grants for items such that you mentioned, power recliners, physical therapy, co-pays, home health aids, therapies, services, devices that insurance doesn't cover, but provide the patients with hope and quality of life. My husband had a glioblastoma, and I learned, I guess, directly on what the needs are of the patients, and I can recognize at times what people need to help, you know, ease transition from, let's say, their hospital bed at home into a wheelchair, or we do bathroom adaptations to make it easier, safer, and more comfortable for the patient.
And this is all stuff. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to break for the Fox 45 Authority Forecast. Chilly temps this morning, highs in the upper 40s. When I came in this morning, it was beautiful outside. Mild temps will continue through Christmas, so get out and enjoy. Right now, it's 43 in Hunt Valley and 43 in St. Michael's. Okay, back to Beth Fisher with Keep Punching. So some of, and I think that it's wonderful, and not that it's wonderful, but I think that it's very relevant that this affected you and your family directly, hence why you started Keep Punching.
Correct.
So you know firsthand what these patients and their families need. And what you were just mentioning, I mean, holy smokes, I didn't even think about what one might have to do to a bathroom.
Right.
And you help with that funding.
Correct.
Correct? And
yes.
None of that is...
None of that is covered by insurance.
Yeah. I mean, think about if you call in a plumber to do normal maintenance work, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. To refit a bathroom to accommodate a patient can be thousands of dollars, I would think.
Correct. Yes. And we have medical advisors that, you know, help assist with the more of the medical devices. But if you think about a brain cancer diagnosis, generally the patient might not be able to work as well as they need day in and day out care. So their caregiver, their loved one might not be able to work as well. So, you know, it directly impacts the entire family. So with that, we also have programming for our caregivers, because, you know, they're taking on a lot of the burden, helping, trying to maintain a job at times and care for their loved one, making sure they're healthy, safe, happy. So we provide support groups for the caregivers as well that are virtual. And we also have a program called Punching Pals, where we pair one-on-one caregivers so they can talk to each other. They can talk about the weather if they want. They could talk about this radio program if they want, or they could talk about brain cancer and their loved ones, and share ideas, thoughts, and provide each other a friend, a pal.
So, you know, it's interesting what you just said, and we can't bury that lead, that when someone, and when I think about my friend's daughter living a completely happy, healthy life, married, I think, with at least three or four children, she found out about this because she had a seizure.
Correct.
And I remember you telling me your husband was on a business trip, I think. He's on a train coming back to Baltimore. He goes to the restroom on the train, collapses. His associates get off the train. They're waiting. He doesn't get off the train, and the train keeps going, and then your story starts from there. But you're living your life, and then
boom,
that quick, everything is turned upside down. And as you alluded, life keeps continuing, and the bills keep coming.
Correct.
So it's a phenomenal scenario that you all are able to assist with all these ancillary things that people really, unless you're in it, don't have any comprehension of how devastating it is outside of the illness itself. So thinking of that, tell us more about, or what is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I'd love, where are you going next?
I was going with how people can get involved.
That sounds great.
Okay.
That sounds great. So we have two major events during the year. In May, we have a 5K race that's held at Towson University. This year, the race will be on May 17th. And then in the spring, we have a silent auction jeans and jerseys night that's held at BC Brewing Company in Hunt Valley, Maryland. But we love our volunteers. We are 100% volunteer-based organization. So every dollar that goes into the organization goes back out to the patients, goes back out to research, and goes back out to putting on our programming. But we love our volunteers. We can always use help at our various events. We have a lot of administrative tasks, thank you notes, card writing, and also hands-on packaging, preparing packages for our patients, and just kind of staying involved with everyone. We like to stay small in the fact that we're community and we have the relationships with our patients, their families, their caregivers, their loved ones, but we have a big impact.
So I think that it needs to be communicated. Your dollars at work. Keep Punching operates as a 100% volunteer 501c3 nonprofit organizations with no paid staff. Every penny they raise after minimal expenses goes directly where it belongs to fund medical research, individuals living with brain cancer. We're going to go to the news with Maggie Hunter, but I'd like for you to stay just for a couple minutes, if you will, because I think that that's relevant and it needs to be communicated a little more. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. Stand by for Maggie Hunter and news.
Thanks. Good morning. A Burtonsville woman has admitted to her role in a federal unemployment scheme. 42-year-old Vanessa Valdez pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Prosecutors say Valdez and her co-conspirators exploited unemployment benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic. Valdez faces a sentence of up to 22 years in prison. A sentencing date hasn't been set. A Maryland resident is among 64 people sickened by a multi-state outbreak of salmonella from raw oysters. That's according to the CDC, which also reports that 20 people had to be hospitalized as of December 23rd. No deaths have been reported from the outbreak. And the Basilica of the Assumption is preparing for its Christmas masses. A 4 p.m. mass will be held on Christmas Eve. The Nativity of Our Lord Jesus Christ will be held at midnight on Christmas, also known as Midnight Mass. A 10 a.m. Mass will also be held on Christmas Day. And the Baltimore Water Taxi is preparing to launch a new on-demand service. It will allow riders to request trips in real time rather than plan around a fixed schedule. A full public launch is targeted for February and will run through the end of 2026. The Baltimore City Department of Public Works will offer free Christmas tree mulching services beginning on Friday. The service will be offered at Sisson Street Residential Recycling from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Ornaments and tinsel should be removed, and residents should bring bags for their mulch. The service will run through February 7th. And Christmas Eve will be treated like any other state employee holiday. Governor Moore declared today a state holiday. It shuts down all state government agencies and offices. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services.
During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today. 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off chilly for your Christmas Eve morning. Temperatures in the 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, but temps mild. Upper 40s, even a few lower 50s. We'll see a few more clouds roll in with a couple of showers on Christmas Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. It's been a tough year for Lamar. Third time in five seasons he's missed multiple games this year because of multiple injuries. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic yesterday on what the season has been like for the Ravens signal caller.
Man, has it been hard on him. I mean, I'm just telling you, for a guy that loves to play football and loves to be out there with his teammates, it's been hard. It's been a struggle.
Meanwhile, one of the images that'll be in Ravens fans' minds for a long time is that of the Patriots marching down the field on long drives, twice in the fourth quarter, in fact, Sunday night, overcoming a double-digit deficit on their way to beating the Ravens. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr attempts to explain it by saying that the Patriots were able to be in the right place at the right time. The Ravens were there as well, but not able to make the play at the right time for Baltimore. Christmas Day football tomorrow for you, a triple header, no less. Cowboys, Commanders in Landover at 1 p.m. Lions and Vikings will be at 4:30 p.m. And the Broncos and Chiefs will be at 8:15. An interesting sidebar here is that none of the games are going to be on over-the-air television. The first two will be on Netflix, the nighttime game on Prime, and that is a sign of the times. NBA also in action tomorrow with its quintuple header, as usual, highlighted by Spurs and the Thunder at 2:30 p.m. OKC has lost only four games all year, twice to the Spurs, including by 20 last night. And finally, here's a blast from the past on this date in football history. We'll take you back 48 years to the day, December 24th, 1977, Baltimore, Maryland, AFC divisional round game, Raiders at the Colts, 2:17 remaining in the game, Colts leading it 31-28. Raiders need a miracle.
Left, Biletnikoff to the right. Back again. Straight drop back. Pumps once. He goes medium deep to Casper. Casper makes an over-the-shoulder catch. He's caught from behind at the 15-yard line. A very, very remarkable adjustment as Casper, I think, first turned the wrong way.
Anyone who saw it will never forget it. The ghost to the post, the 42-yarder for Dave Casper, led to a game-tying field goal at 31. They went to double overtime. It's still the fifth longest game in NFL history, and the Raiders beat the Colts 37-31 in Baltimore. The time now is 8:36 when we return the union of Christmas and the NFL.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So you were just saying, Jeff, we're talking about that ghost of the post game. You may have been at that game 48 years ago.
Memorial Stadium, the world's largest outdoor insane asylum. My dad had season tickets. So the odds are I was probably at that game because back then season tickets for the Colts and the Orioles were very affordable. I'd go to at least 40 Oriole games every year and never missed a home game for the Colts.
Yeah.
And it was just a different environment.
You know, I grew up in South Florida, so I watched that game on television. And I remember any time I watched the Colts play in Baltimore, especially like later in the season, November, yes, December, it was always interesting to me because it would be like, and they were playing on dirt.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, other state, because I was used to the Orange Bowl in Miami, where it was always beautiful at 80 degrees and it was green grass, or at that time it was artificial turf, actually. But anytime I'd watch the Colts, the jerseys were smeared, the dirt was flying, and it was just like, you know, old-time football, basically.
Old-time, hard-nosed football. And speaking of which, if you ever had the opportunity, and now people, as we talked about earlier, can go back to YouTube, listen to Artie Donovan talk about it.
It's
hysterical. Hysterical. But you're right. That is what football, that's my greatest memories of football. And again, not to be redundant, but Memorial Stadium truly was the largest outdoor insane asylum, and those bloody aluminum seats.
That were too small.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, listen, just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm not going to be in tomorrow or Friday, but you're going to be in next week, right?
I will be in tomorrow, Friday, and I will also be in on New Year's Day.
Okay.
I think Nino is covering for the first part of the week, but I will be back. But, Gary, this is your last newscast for today, so it's always a pleasure to work with you, and I love the fact that you reminisce about great plays from the past and the way that you weave it into the present as well. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's part of my fabric. So
amen,
thank
brother.
You very much.
Amen. Thank you. All right, getting back to it. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on WCBM. And Casey and company, we are very blessed to have Beth Fisher with Keep Punching. We've got one more segment. And what I really want to talk about is the fact that, again, as I said before the break, Keep Punching operates as a 100% volunteer 501c3 nonprofit organization. And again, when you think about the huge conglomerates that I'm not going to mention, of which there are many, and they have stuff all over the place, they all have highly paid staffs, and they are more of a corporation versus a nonprofit organization. And I just think that it needs to be said here during the season of giving that, again, Keep Punching operates as a 100% volunteer 501c3 nonprofit organization with zero paid staff. Every penny, and obviously there's always minimal expenses, goes directly where it belongs, to fund medical research for individuals living with brain cancer. And to wrap it up, Beth, I think you said it well when you talked about not only do you have the running events and other the silent auction, which is a huge event and a lot of fun, but there are many ways for people who may not necessarily have the wherewithal to contribute financially. And when you and I were talking, I thought about a lot of senior citizens who are looking for a purpose. Touch just a little bit, if you will, in the remaining moments, of what like a senior citizen might be able to do, be able to do to assist. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all based in Baltimore.
Yeah, of course. You know, we always have administrative items that need taken care of. You know, we still like to write thank you notes to everyone. We That's like to provide
wonderful
cards. There's always, to pardon a better term, brainstorming to try to come up with other ideas of how we can impact patients. But also, if anyone is driving, there might be a need to help people get to appointments or help deliver food items or, you know, just generally give people hope, give people their new normal. Every day is a new normal when you're fighting brain cancer and you're just learning to grow with the experience that's been given to you. So we are always welcoming new volunteers to help with our programming, to help packing items, goods, services. And, you can visit our website, which is www.keeppunching.org. And it's keep with two punching with two P's in there. We'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. And again, Gary and I were just talking about Memorial Stadium, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Baltimore Colts. And another thing that really endeared me to this was that Eddie Murray, the former wonderful first baseman for the Baltimore Orioles, is involved through reasons we don't have time to get into. But the point is, the wonderful thing about Eddie Murray, we were three rows behind the visiting dugout at Memorial Stadium, obviously right where Eddie Murray was. That man talked softly but carried a big stick. And he was a wonderful player. The media didn't love him. But to know Eddie Murray is to love Eddie Murray. And I just think it's sort of a correlation to what's happening with Keith Punching. You guys aren't out there everywhere. You're not one of these, again, as I alluded, huge conglomerates. You are on the front lines getting it done. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's Keith Punching. You can call them at 443-621-8012. And Beth, one more time, please give us the website.
The website is www.keeppunching.org.
www.keeppunching.org. And the phone number, one more time, is 443-621-8012. In the season of giving, whether you can give monetarily or give of your time. You may be a retired healthcare provider. You may be a retired carpenter. Whatever. We all need a purpose in life. And I truly believe in all my heart that Keep Punching is a wonderful organization with which to get involved. Beth, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was an absolute pleasure. I look forward to hearing more about Keep Punching in the future.
Thank you, Jeff, and have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A very Merry Christmas to you as well. So let's go to weather with the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It will be chilly temps this morning. Highs in the upper 40s today. Mild temperatures continuing through Christmas Day. So get out there and get it done. And don't forget our friends at Keep Punching. It is 41 in Hunt Valley and 42 in Lewis. So it is time, ladies and gentlemen, if I can get my computer to go, for our feel-good news segment of the day. I think the best news, ladies and gentlemen, is this is the Christmas season. The season where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is the best news, and it is the season of love. So give love and hugs. Christmas shoppers received free groceries at Texas HEB store after computer meltdown brought tears to my eyes. Christmas shoppers at a grocery store in Burleson, Texas, received their holiday goods for free this week after a computer glitch brought checkout lines to a halt. Remember the days when the actual prices were on the cans? You got to be over 40 to remember that. Video taken in the HEB store shows the store manager announcing to a long line of customers that they would be allowed to take their carts full of goods home for free, WFAA reported. We love having you as our customers. Thank you for waiting with us, the manager said. Unfortunately, the computers are not coming up, or are not coming back up right now. So today, everything that you have, we are going to bag for you, and we hope that every one of you has a very Merry Christmas and will continue to shop for us. So not only did the wonderful customers who had waited and in anticipation for the computers to come back, not only did they get everything in their carts for free, unlike in Baltimore County, they don't have to pay for the bloody bags. So Baltimore County, take a lesson from Texas. You don't mess with Texas. And that is our good news for the day. All right, getting back to it here, as we wrap up the show today, I wanted to talk, in the first hour, we were talking about the difference between secular Christmas music and classic Christian Christmas hymns. And before I get into this, I again want to thank Beth Fisher of Keep Punching for coming in this morning and spending time with me, and also Angela Dolina, author of Out of the Darkness, A Spiritual Awakening Journey. That was a phenomenal book and a phenomenal story, and that book can be found at Amazon.com. There's a reason some Christmas hymns endure for centuries. They don't merely entertain or evoke warm holiday feelings. They proclaim truth. Continuing with Christmas hymns, I now turn my attention to one of the gems, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It is a hymn that not only stands the test of time, but shines brighter with each passing year. Written in 1739 by Charles Wesley, who was, despite his rejection of the doctrine of grace, still one of the most prolific and theologically astute hymn writers in Christmas history. This is not a blanket endorsement of Wesley. This masterpiece is a triumph of poetic beauty and doctrinal depth. It doesn't just celebrate the incarnation, it preaches the gospel. Wesley originally wrote the hymn as a poem, and like much of his work, it was grounded in rich theological reflection. The opening lines were slightly different from what we sing today. Wesley's original hymn read, "Hark! How all the welkin rings," with welkin being an archaic term for the heavens. It was George Whitefield, a contemporary of Wesley, who revised it into the now familiar Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Set to music more than a century later by Felix Mendelssohn, the hymn as we know it today is a powerful synthesis of theological truth and artistic brilliance. What makes Hark the Herald Angels Sing so remarkable is its precision. From the opening stanza to the climactic final verse, the hymn is a systematic declaration of Christ's incarnation, his mission, and the redemptive hope he brings. There is no fluff, no sentimentality, no doctrinal compromise, just pure, unadulterated truth wrapped in glorious melody. And we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey with Michelle Drosella. We will be right back after these messages.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Now, if we think about this second verse, in just four lines, the hymn encapsulates the heart of the gospel. Peace on earth isn't some vague holiday sentiment. It's the peace that comes through the reconciliation of God and sinners, a peace purchased by the blood of Christ for his people. And while the world is resolved to chaos and contention, the church has the peace of Christ, even here on earth. All right, so real quick, let's go to the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is chilly temps this morning, although I think it's pretty balmy right now. We will have highs in the upper 40s. These mild temperatures will continue through Christmas Day. So get out and enjoy. And right now in La Plata, it is 41. In Lewis, Delaware, 42. And in Hunt Valley, 41 as well. So as we wrap up the show today, getting back into Hark the Herald Angel Sings. So the angels in Luke 2 declared this truth to the shepherds, and this song echoes their proclamation with crystal clarity. The second verse continues, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offsprings of the virgin womb. Do we have to do another break? Okay, so let's continue with this. Here Wesley weaves together the grand narrative of Scripture. The eternal Son of God, adored by the hosts of heaven, enters time and peace to fulfill the promises made to his people. Late in time reflects the long anticipation of the Messiah, the one foretold by prophets and longed for by generations. The mention of the virgin's womb ties directly to Isaiah 7:14, affirming the miraculous nature of Christ's birth and his fulfillment of prophecy. And then the theological crescendo. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man do dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. This is where the brilliance of this hymn shines brightest. In one stanza, it captures the mystery and majesty of the incarnation. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, is a poetic articulation of John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Christ is not merely a teacher or prophet. He is, ladies and gentlemen, God himself, veiled in humanity, yet fully divine. Pleased as man, with man do dwell, echoes Philippians 2:7, where the Apostle Paul speaks of Christ humbling himself to take on human form. And Jesus, our Emmanuel, brings us back to Matthew 1:23, where Emmanuel, God with us, is declared as one of Christ's title. The hymn doesn't stop there. It dives even deeper into the implications of Christ's work. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Every line is saturated with Scripture. The heaven-born Prince of Peace is drawn from Isaiah 9:6, where Christ is called the Prince of Peace. The Son of Righteousness comes from Malachi 4:2, where the Messiah is described as rising with healing in his wings. And the reference to light and life recalls John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Even the hymn's closing plea is rich with meaning. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Here the author distills the purpose of Christ's coming, which is to raise fallen humanity from the deadness of sin and bring them to new life. This is the gospel in miniature, a poetic rendering of John 3:3. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, hark the herald angel sing. I want to thank you all very much for listening today. I truly hope you enjoyed the show. Our guests, Angela Dolina, author, and Beth Fisher of Keep Punching, and the valuable information we shared. Thank you very much to Michelle, who always does a fantastic job producing, and to WCBM for the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again, and never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. Embrace the greatness of American exceptionalism. It is my hope you all have a very joyous and blessed Christmas. Remember why we celebrate and make a difference. Let's do this again tomorrow, and stay tuned for Kim Klasick. Thanks again. We'll see you all tomorrow. A very blessed and joyous Christmas.
Maryland.